From the College of Charleston, I'm Jeanette Gwynn for South Carolina Public Radio. Last year, the heart of Charleston was broken by the June murders at Emmanuel AME. A lot of people stepped up to help. Diane Tennyson Vincent, a creator of Charleston Heals Through the Arts, was one of those people. Diane, what is Hearts Mend Hearts?
Our mission statement is to provide healing through the power of art in the Charleston area after a tragedy or disaster.
How and why does art therapy work?
What happens in our brain when there is trauma, often the right side of the brain, which is the cognitive side, thinking, analytical side, where our speech center is, often will be shut down because the horror is too terrific to speak about it. So what happens when we access that right side of the brain, that creative, sensitive, intuitive side, it stimulates that bundle of nerves in the middle called the corpus callosum. And the corpus callosum helps stimulate that left side of the brain. And the goal is to have both sides working. We want to be able to talk and we want to be able to feel. We want to be able to use that cognitive side and that intuitive, sensitive, unconscious, creative side. And we know that the arts help with that stimulation.
If I were to show up for one of your sessions, what would it look like? What would it feel like to be there?
Well, I'll give you a typical session that we had for the library. What we did was concentrate on the mandala, which is a universal symbol, and it literally means sacred circle, healing circle. So what we did first was give a little bit of neurobiology of the brain and how art helps heal. And then we would explain what the mandala was. And then you were asked to create an image about anything that you want and not necessarily even think. So it's a very, very, very calming and meditative state that we chose to use. And we used this during the entire 6 months that we did this because it is such a safe containment.
How hard is that to be in a room full of so much pain?
People did not know each other when they walked in that room, but by the time the hour and a half or 2 hour session was over, people were hugging, crying, embracing one another, saying they were in this safe place where they had never been before. So it was extremely rewarding. Even though a year has passed almost from the actual event of the shootings, we know that trauma can last for months and years and decades. So it is very important that everybody is aware that the healing is still going on. 1 year later, there are plenty of traumatized people still out there.
So what you're saying is that's perfectly normal.
Perfectly normal.
And there are people that really want to help you.
Absolutely.
Are there good ways for us to observe this anniversary?
Absolutely. We need to honor it and honor it and honor it and be aware of it and continue to talk about it. The victims and their families are beautiful, beautiful people, and we need to keep their wonderful, beautiful memories alive.
Diane Tennyson Vincent, part of Charleston Heals Through the Arts. You can find more and a copy of this interview and a link to Hearts Mend Hearts at southcarolinapublicradio.org. From the College of Charleston, I'm Jeanette Gwynn for South Carolina Public Radio.